Yo, what up with it? What's up with all my people, man? Happy Saturday, man. Y'all know y'all getting ready to watch that fight later on today, Jamal Crawford and Israel. But I wanted to bring y'all a little quick wide receiver breakdown, man. I appreciate y'all coming and checking in with me. Appreciate all the support. Go ahead one time, y'all. Hit that like button for me. Share me, man. Let's get up out here. Let's get this popping a little bit, man. Welcome to Sports with Truck and Chubby, man. I am Chubby. You know what I'm saying? Chubbs. Just call me Chubbs out there. You dig? That's all you got to do, Chubbs. That's what it is, man. That's what everybody called me about the way, and I like it. It's all good. I'm a chubby guy. I ain't offended by it. But we're going to get into this receiver breakdown, man. And is Travis Hunter a number one receiver in college football? I mean, all the boards got him that way. Everybody else got him that way, right? So I just wanted to pull up the film. I'll pull up some of the film. You really don't need to see me, but this receiver was starting off is going to be Xavier Restrepo. Some of the things that we're looking at to play right receiver, it's a lot because it's not easy to play right receiver. There's a lot that goes into it, right? We think it's just easy. You got to have agility, body control, strength, quickness, focus, hand-eye coordination. You got to be concentrated, meaning focused out there, your overall awareness. What to do, recognize what the defense is throwing at you when they're playing off of you, when they're playing press on you. So, but some of the traits you want to look for in a receiver out there for my casual folks, and ain't nothing wrong with being that way, speed, agility, hands. You know, of course, those is all certain things, but hands, you think it's just hands. No, you got to know when to have soft hands and when to, you know, be more aggressive, pause or whatever, you know, okay? Acceleration, getting off the line of scrimmage for, you know, and separation to be able to create space from the defenses. No, like I said, knowing what they're throwing at you, catching, you think, okay, that's just something receivers do. Well, catching, you got to catch contested balls at this level, at the collegiate level, at the pro level, got to catch them in traffic, front to back, a back shoulder from the front, high, a low, left, right. All in tough spaces. So that goes under the category of catching, making plays, being able to take a slant to the house, a bubble screen to the house. That is something that run after the catch, right? That's something that a lot of receivers just can't do, but a lot of guys are getting better at that. Or it's just elevating for the ball when you're in the red zone, right? They just throw in a fade real quick. Those look very easy to do, but it's not. The ball placement from the quarterback, He puts it there, and then, you know, the receiver has to adjust to it. Is it a back shoulder fade? Do I have to jump and elevate for that? Do I have to get down underneath, catch the ball? And you have to do it with controlling the ball to the ground. It's not an easy job to be a receiver. It's really not. Like I said, and then you want to block. I like the fact that you want to look for receiver with blocking because you want to see the effort, the willingness, the strength, the ability. While they're all on a move, this is not an easy thing to do, not whatsoever. The size and the strength, the way to counter the coverage, like I said, if you're a shorter guy, you're getting off the line of scrimmage, how you do that, quickness, a step. There's multiple ways to get off the line as a receiver. The route running, that's important. The ability to break in and out of your cuts, that is huge, right? A lot of guys are coming out ready with this stuff. Body adjustment. Being able to track the ball while it's in the air and to be able to shield off your defender, almost like a box out in basketball, right? This is not as easy thing to do, but a lot of these receivers that I'm getting ready to show you, they do this at a high clip. And I just want to really leave you guys with knowing that all these guys do this at a high clip. And at the end of this, and when you get down in the comments, and I know a lot of you guys are going to have something to say. You give me your ranking from these wide receivers from the traits that we're looking for today. All right. Appreciate y'all rocking out with me, man. Before we get into the film or why we going on, hit that like button. Give me 100 down in the comments. And don't forget to comment about the video when we get done here. All right, man. Let's get it rolling. Let's get this tape rolling, Chubby. Let's go. Let's go. All right. So on this, we got a... Xavier Restrepo, that's him right here. That's Restrepo. That's the run after the catch, caught the ball, recognized what went on with the defense, right? That's all good. Snap the ball. Good snap. That's Tyler Van Dyke at the quarterback position, throwing the ball. Wow. Way to create from Restrepo. way to create, run after the catch, turn into play, into nothing, into something. We've seen that already out of Restrepo. So we've seen his speed. We've seen his agility, his adjustment. He got off the line of scrimmage. He was able to catch, you know what I'm saying, and make a play. So we've seen a lot of so far out of Restrepo, man. Like, I mean, we're seeing a whole lot. So let's just keep the film rolling on Restrepo right now. Let's keep it going. I don't really want to pause too much. Look at that. Oh, what a contested catch. And it's a one-hander from Restrepo. First down. Way to do that. His awareness, everything on that play was just so crisp, right? This is a bubble screen right here. Right? Way to make this is making a play right here. Okay, toughness. Let's go. I wish they had some block in it, but these are more highlights. I'm sure that we'll be able to judge that. That's it. He's contested right there. Way to adjust to the ball right there. You see that play right there by Restrepo, that last one. He was able to adjust to the ball. So we want to throw that under the size and the strength category or the catch category, right? Because he was able to adjust to that and see what was going on. Because he almost dead had to do a whole 360 to catch that pass, right? That last one. That was amazing. Let's roll that back. Can we roll that back a little bit? You know what I mean? And I don't want to run too far back, but we'll roll it back a little bit and then we'll play it, right? That was amazing, right? So we've seen this bubble screen play, right? We've seen this play. Oh man. So let's see this next play right here. See, because he coming off the line of scrimmage. He's up here at the top. I know there's another thing up there in the way, but I'll get that out there for y'all. Xavier Restrepo, he's up here. Break off. Way to his size and strength, knowing what he had to do, and he had to make a great catch. Way to catch a contested ball right there. Here he is coming off the line again. Let's see what he does. Oh, man. He know how to make plays. He's one of the best at doing it in the country this year, coming back from my down there into Miami, man. He's great. Look at what he's doing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Not so much contested, but making plays. He's so good at making plays and getting that rack. That's running after the catch. For just, you know, for my people out there that may not know that. All right. Look at him. Oh, yeah. Way to get up there and catch that ball. Way to get up there and elevate for that catch, Restrepo. Way to do that. Like, see, we're seeing his catching, everything that he's got going on, his route running, the ability to come off the breaks, you know, come out his breaks and his cuts, his way to separate, to create space as a receiver. We're seeing all that from Xavier Restrepo right now. And this is amazing, y'all. Like, let's get it, man. He's doing a great job right now. I'm liking what I'm saying out of Restrepo. So let's keep it going. Let's see what's going on here. Bam. Okay. Good catch. Good catch. Good catch right there. Like he's great, man, at what he does, man. I like to see what Restrepo's doing. I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I hope y'all are too. Okay. Okay. And it don't look like he's like the fastest guy. It just looks like he knows what he's doing. So he's playing off of Restrepo right now. Okay. Boom. Route running. There it is. There it is. There's the catch. He's good at doing that. Adjusting in the air, adjusting to the ball. He's very good at body adjust. His body adjustment is not good. That's another one. There it is. That fade. That's a touchdown. Good route. That's a good route. Good thrown ball right there by Restrepo. He make it look easy for his quarterbacks. Yeah, he do. He make it look real easy. He make it look easy, Restrepo. But that's not. He's a good receiver, man. So they down in the black right now. I'm guessing Restrepo was down there. All right. Okay, good catch. Good catch. So we're seeing a lot of different routes by Restrepo, and I like that. I like we're seeing the different, okay, making plays, making catches. Now, I don't want to say that was so much contested, but we have seen some contested catches from Restrepo. Here's one. Boom, in between two defenders. Way to and then be able to track that ball down. Why two defenders on you? Oh, yeah, that's a great play, man. That's a great play. This is against UNC. We've seen him against Georgia Tech, wide open touchdown. Good route. That usually ends up with a good route. Your awareness on the field. Here he is right here, down there in the slot. Boom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, that's contested. He was in between, like, three defenders on that catch, like – So I just want to run this back for some people who may not be so, you know what I mean, a little bit. Because, look, we're going to see him in between three defenders, like, and I'm going to count them while we're in the air. Not this play. this another play. So he had more than one touchdown in this. So it's the next play here. I'm going to pause it for y'all, and I'm going to show y'all where the three defenders were. Okay, that's a little blurry. Right there. Okay, now maybe not three, but this defender was trying to get over there over top of his head and him trying to get there. Good catch, Restrepo. Good catch. And he got to control it to the ground. Good catch. Great catch. He'll be a problem this year. He'll definitely be a problem this year without a doubt. I'm going to try not to pause as much on all these videos because I had a lot of receivers. Restrepo is just the first one, and I combined them. We'll probably be rolling for about an hour or so. So just rock with me. All right. Good catch. Good way to get off the line. I know we couldn't see it, but he got off the line pretty good there. Okay. There's another one there. Okay, good catch. He just knows how to make plays. And this looks like that's what he's really good at, is making plays, making something and nothing. As you can see, the quarterback was scrambling and he's in a scramble drill mode. He's just making plays, man. Look at that. Wait, his awareness. Where was the first down at? Those receivers are rare to come back, man. A little flea flicker there. Okay, coming back to the ball, making a catch. Still making, look at that. Look at that. Wow. Wow. We're seeing everything out of Restrepo so far. We've seen a little bit of everything. Seen a little bit. We know he can make plays. We've seen his catch, seen his hands, his agility. Yup. There's the speed. There it goes. Now, I'm sure that he can block. I wish I had some blocking highlights on here. I just have to, I don't have any blocking highlights for any of the receivers. So I really can't judge them off blocking. But everything else we've seen, clearly seen everything we discussed at the beginning of the video in Xavier Restrepo. He could do it all. I like to see that. Everything you want to look for in a receiver. And I think he does it well. I think he does it well, too. Look at that. Good pass. Nice look, way to adjust to that ball. Contest, he should have been contested, but he's adjusting to it. He's not getting the best ball. Look at that, making a play right there. Making a play, route running, coming out of his breaks really good. His cuts. And look at that. You got to put two guys on him, around him. And the reason why I'm saying that he's coming out of his cuts, because look, watch here, we'll be able to see this here. There you are. See that? That's coming out of your cut really good. Route running, because that defender was totally fooled on that play. Totally fooled. Good catch there. And, you know, I'll let you guys try to, you know, pause and rewind. I'll try to keep up with the film as best as I can. Good catch. Good route running. Good route running there on that play, Restrepo. Good play, man. Okay, now we got Travis Hunter here. We know that Travis Hunter. Just before we get up into the Travis Hunter, y'all, we seen what Xavier Restrepo could do, right? We seen speed. We seen his agility. We seen his hands. We seen his acceleration, how to get off the line of scrimmage. We seen him catch, you know, high, low, back shoulder. Right. We've seen his body adjustment. We've seen him make plays. We've seen that he recognizes his size and strength, because what are they throwing at him? Are they playing off? Are they playing press? We've seen that. We definitely seen his route running. Like I said, body adjustment. We've seen that concentration, focus. Xavier Restrepo, to me, has all the traits to be a number one receiver in the country. Now, will he be? We don't know who will be the number one receiver in the country, but Xavier Restrepo is definitely, without a doubt, one of the guys that can be a number one receiver in the country. All right. So you agree. Now, this is Travis Hunter here. We got a little bit of all of his highlights on this. Good catch. Good catch from Travis. Good route running. I think this is Travis on defense right here. Way to adjust to the ball. It was a little beat there, but this is what I'm saying. He can play both positions. A receiver just dropped that pass. He got a little hand on it, but if he would have controlled that to the ground, now you could say that Travis batted it. He touched it a little bit, but I don't think it was. Maybe it was enough. I don't know, but you know. But good play either way. Waiter, good route running, good catch. I want to see his rack. Okay, good route running, good catch. Okay, fumbled there. Got the ball knocked out. I don't know. I'm not sure. This is Travis Hunter. His awareness is good. That's on defense there. This is the TCU game. This is one of his interceptions. So we're seeing Travis Hunter play both ways. And like I said before the video started, Travis Hunter, I think that he'll jump up and for receiver because he can play a cornerback too, you know. We don't know if a lot of these receivers can play cornerback, but we knew that Travis Hunter could play cornerback. And right now I just want to really judge his offense, but he got defensive highlights on here, so we'll roll with him. And this is for educational purposes. I want to say that by the way, too. This is me going through the receiver traits. Must say that. They like the flag. Okay, good route running. Good contested catch. Body adjustment, catch, using all of that. Look at that. Way to adjust to the ball, mid-air concentration, all of that by Travis Hunter. Great catch by Travis Hunter, man. Great catch. That is not easy to do. I want to see his separation from defenders, his route running and so forth. Okay. I'm seeing him catch. He definitely got hands. He's definitely catching. He's definitely catching a ball. Without a doubt. So this is another play right here by him. Good ball. Good. Way to be there. You know, see, that was good right there because that was a great catch. See, that was one of those low balls right there. Recognizing where you have to go get it at. That's a good catch by Travis Hunter. This is another one right here. Good catch. We know, see, his catch radius is just, as long as the ball's in his vicinity, he's going to grab it. Like, look at that. Look at these grabs that Travis Hunter is grabbing. Like, incredible, man. He's amazing, yo. He's amazing. He really is. I'm not going to lie. Like, Travis Hunter's good. Free play right here from Colorado. And this is the one in Nebraska game. Good catch. Okay. Let's see. Oh, making plays. Making a play. Taking a catch and turning it into more. Okay. We're seeing that out of Travis Hunter. We haven't seen out a lot out of Travis Hunter. You know what I'm saying? So far in the film that we have. So far. But he's definitely catching a ball, without a doubt. Okay, now this right here. Scramble drill, quarterback control. Ooh, way to adjust. Recognizing what the defense was throwing at him, you know, his awareness, his intelligence on the field at that time right there was great. Look at that. Quarterback in trouble. Got to get somewhere. Recognizing what the defense is throwing at me. Yeah, right there. Contested catch. Guy right in your face. He's making a lot of contested catches. Like, we know he can do that. We can call him a face ace. Oh. Okay, that's him on D. It's the offensive play right here. It's the Colorado State game. Okay, this is him making a play. Okay, I mean, got somewhere, a little somewhere. Okay, let's see what he does. Okay, it's a Stanford game. Catches the ball, gets down. Okay. Okay, this is him making a play here. Okay, yeah, there it is. That's making a play right there. That's making a play. That is making a play from Travis Hunter. Good play. That is a great look at that. Good route running, awareness, knowing we got. Now he's making a play using that speed, his agility to do what he needs to do, getting that end zone. So we've seen that. We know he can get off the blocks. Very good contested catch. That was a very good contested catch, man. And his awareness, knowing what the defense was throwing at him, coming off the line right there. Boom. Yeah. Yeah, he knows how to make play. He knows how to catch really good. We know, like, really good. Really good. Really, really good. This is him making another play right there. Making a play. Look at that. Taking that. Boom. Couple more yards after the catch. About another 10. That's good. All right. Catch the ball. Making another play, Willie. Okay. All right. See what he got here. Good catch. Good route running there. Creating separation from him and the defender. That's great. That is good. You want a receiver that can create separation. Good contested catch. And boy, did he take a whop right there at the end of that. He took a hit at the end of that ball. Yes, he did. Look at this. Take a big hit. Still held. And then he landed on somebody's cleat like that. Like that hurt it. That one hurt it. Yeah, okay, we seen that one. Okay, this is him in the UCLA game. I'm guessing on defense. Of course, this is him on defense. Yep. Yep. Good play. Good play. Good play by Travis sitting there in his zone. Like, his awareness is crazy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he not only is Travis a wide receiver, but he's also a cornerback. You know, he can play both positions. He's allowed to play both positions, you know. Good catch, man. Good catch. His awareness. Like, we know he can catch that ball. His awareness for that ball in the area is just crazy. And I'm seeing everything. I've seen everything out of him besides blocking. I don't have blocking film on anybody. I have basically highlights in a film or every receiver. I really don't have, like, you know, a lot of blocking highlights on any of these guys. Travis Hunter making a play. Okay. That's another pick. Sitting on that zone. Look at that. Sitting on him. Boom. Got him. Zone covered. Got him. Got him. Right in that area. That ball's in his. That if the ball's okay. So we seen Travis Hunter right here. We're still watching Travis. We still gonna watch some more Travis Hunter. Boom. Okay. This is him making a play right here. All right. Maybe he's not the fastest guy, but he's but what we're seeing out of him is good. And I'll do the overall assessment. Okay, that's making a play right there. I would say catching a ball. I mean, he's usually getting that amount of yards, but he's definitely making a play there because he's running for about another, 10 yards to the touchdown, taking that play and turning it into something bigger. That's definitely making a play for sure. For sure. This is a great catch. Great catch by him. He's good, man. You got to be able to keep up. He's good. Want to look at that separation there. That separation. Let's see what this is. Good catch. Good catch. Look at this route running. Getting out of that break. Good route running. Making that break. Good catch on a play. This is probably another one of him on defense right here. His awareness, that ball's in his area, the way to him get to the ball, man, it's just amazing, man. Like, the way he just knows where to get to the ball, man. Wow, like, and not everyone can do that, man. And I believe that's Cowan, ain't it? That ain't no slouch right there. Cowan ain't no slouch. This is Travis Hunter, this Shador going deep to him. Good catch. Good D. With great catch. Okay, look at that separation. See, he's recognizing his size and strength for the player right there coming off the line. We've seen a lot in that one play right there, y'all, a whole lot. I want to pause it real quick before we go into the next play because that last play, y'all can rewind it. Like I said, I'll pause, but I'll try not to rewind as much. But in that last play, we just seen so much in that one play right there. Size and strength category. Why? Because he was able to counter the coverage what the defense was throwing at him. He got around that. The route running, his route was crisp. Body adjustment, he caught the ball. He used his hands, his speed, his agility, all that in one play. He used every trait in the wide receiver book in one play. Now, and I'm sure we'll see that more out of other guys, but that play was a great play by Travis Hunter. We got to give it to him. All right. Way to come up, make a play. good awareness. We know he got that for sure. I know this is a long tape of Travis Hunter, but he made plays, man. His route running and his catching is just amazing. Like, you know, and if as long as you got some guys, look at that. As long as you got some guys around him, I guess this was one of their touchdowns. He was wide open for a while. He put that nowhere. He put that any. Look at that. His body adjustment, man. His body adjustment. It's that is so hard to do, to adjust to the ball in the air like that, man. That is not easy. That is not an easy thing to do. That is not an easy thing to do, man. And this is not neither. That's a good play to get your hand around, get your hand around without pass interference. It's a catch. I'm guessing again a Wazoo game. Oh, that's a great catch. Oh, he got hurt on that play. But oh my goodness, what a catch. What a catch. I remember that catch. Like, oh man, I don't think it gets no better than that right there. I think catch right there just don't get no better than that. Over two defenders, literally. That's two defenders stuck on him right there. It don't get no better than that. And he come down with the ball. Like, wow. Concentration, focus, all of that. Concentration, focus, and he's hurt. Look at that knee buckle. I remember that play. That was a great play by him, man. Great play, man. This is another one. Defense tackle. That's a good tackle right there in a Utah game. Another catch. Another catch. A little run after that, making a play. Catch, good route running. Now he's making a play here. I don't know, man. Did that back foot? I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Still to this day, when I see that play, thought he took off on him. I thought he stayed in a little bit, but he's making plays right here in this Utah game for sure. He's making plays. And I stopped on to him. Back shoulder, ball adjustment. Yeah, body adjustment. Yeah, good play. Good play. Good play, man. He's definitely a good receiver. He's definitely one of the best receivers in the country. He's definitely up there. Definitely got the traits to do it. Definitely got everything what you're looking for. Way to catch the ball. Good route running. Different quarterback in there. So just to see him doing it with a different quarterback, I think, is even better, because it shows that coming out of that break, good route running, smooth route right there, good catch, way to get in the end zone after that play. So to me, look, he's good, man. He's good. Travis Hunter, we seen everything out of Travis Hunter. I'll let y'all be the judge of who we seen more out of so far. Was it Restrepo or was it Travis Hunter? We seen Travis Hunter get up there and catch balls. We seen Restrepo. I think everybody has can do these. All these receivers, I think we're about to watch, is I think they could do everything, right? This next guy is Luther Burton, who we're going to check out. But I think they can do everything, right? But I think some of them are better than one thing than the other, right? So it all comes down on to who do you like. A little bit of your biasness, really, when it comes down to it, your biasness and what trait do you need? What fits the offense more in your mind? Like, what receivers do you like? What type do you like? You know, because you can say that Travis is a possession type of guy, you know, but because anything and his route running is good, and anything that's in his catch radius, he's coming down with it, right? You can say Xavier Restrepo is a great slot type of guy. He catches the ball. He's definitely making a lot, making nothing into something. He's always going high motor concentration. I've seen a lot out of Restrepo, to be honest. I like Restrepo. I like Travis Hunter. I like all these guys I'm about to show you. But the point of this, and I'll tell y'all at the end, but hopefully somebody could put it in the comments before I get through. Tag the time. All right. But we're going to finish up. Well, this is Luther Burton. We got next. Yeah, speed, concentration, route running, break. Look at that, coming out of those breaks. That's a contested catch. looking up at the sun, the guy in front of you right there. That's not easy to do. Boom. Another contest. Two guys. Two guys. Over two guys right there. Wow. Amazing. Two guys. Look at that. That's two guys. Bam, bam. Good catch, Luther Burton. Route running. This is him making a play right here. Oh, yeah. I like that. Okay, Luther Burton. Okay. We've seen everything in that play. Okay, good catch. His route running and his catching is good. Look at the way to track that ball down. Look, the way to track that ball while defender's on you. It's supposed to be one of the best corners in the country. That's Georgia. All right. This is a K-State game. Oh, yeah, he just blew by those guys. That's because of his route running, his elite route running. Luther Burton is, look at this, see? Elite route running, man. It's just there. Look, and his speed. I know that just looks like a simple, easy route, but not everybody could do that, right? Look at that, tracking the ball down. You know, it's a lot to look. Look, that's route running. To size and strength. Recognizing what the defense is throwing at you. This is another one. He was up at the top of the screen, I believe. Look. Making a play. His make a play ability is different than what I've seen so far. Than some others. Like he's getting a lot of the yak. Strength, size and strength. To be able to run over a defender like that. Yeah. Good route running. Good catch. Good. See, coming off the line right there. Recognizing what the defense was throwing at you. That was the only touchdown he had, I think, in the Ohio State game. Nonetheless, we've seen everything we needed up out of him. The size and strength there. The ability to, his route running, his catch, hands, speed, agility. Making a play right here. Took a bubble screen. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely making a play right there. Look. None. That's wow. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're seeing a lot more out of these guys rather than it's just nice contested catch. I think there was three defenders around him right there. I'm going to show that again because if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Oh, it was just perfect. It's a ball thrown over. It looked like there was three guys over there. There was, and it's sitting in like a pocket. Good catch, though. Way to elevate and get that ball right there. See the circle around Luther Burton right there. You see where he's at, number three. Simple behind-the-line catch. Turns that. Oh, yeah, into a touchdown. Yeah, he's good at making plays. His speed is uncanny. So that Luther Burton, that was Luther Burton right there. Y'all let me know what y'all think about Luther Burton. We're moving on to Trey Harris right now to Ole Miss. I think Luther Burton's speed is a lot better so far than the other guys that we've seen. I think we know he's faster, agile, hands. We've seen him get off the line of scrimmage. We've seen him separate. We've seen his catch, and we've seen him make contested catches. We've seen him make plays. We, like I said, blocking, we're not seeing that, but we've seen, you know, him recognizing his size and strength, the counter to the coverage. What are you seeing at the line of scrimmage? You know, press, or they're playing off of you. We've seen his route running. We've seen his body adjustment. So that's pretty good, man. Pretty good. Pretty good from him. All right. I would honestly say Luther Burton, as far as body, like, we've seen him do that. We've seen him do all that. So. And he's faster. It looks like he's faster than at first too. I don't know, but we'll play it. It's Trey Harris, bigger type of possession type of receiver. That's a good catch right there. Route running. So I'm probably expecting to see. Look, yeah, I'm probably expecting to see a lot of that, a lot of good route running and catching from him. See what he does. Yeah, he's not the fastest guy, so he's definitely, you know, making a lot of contested catches. He's taller, but even still, you know what I mean, he still has to make adjustments to the ball. This is him making it. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, he made a play, showing some speed right there, making a play ability. He can make a play. Don't sleep on the big guy. Okay. Yeah, this is lower level competition, but he's still making plays. This isn't a Power 5 school, but still got to give it to the receiver. Still out there making plays, catching balls and running routes. Nice little contested catch, being able to, you know, his body adjustment. See, these guys all have different traits. Okay, way to catch the ball, making a play, looks like. He definitely has the size and strength, definitely. He's definitely a bigger, stronger type of guy. Look, he's just bowing these guys off him like it's nothing. Stiff-arming him, trying to make plays. We're seeing that. But that's pretty much, he's going to have to use that a lot this year for Ole Miss. Trey Harris is. Okay, good route. Good stutter, good route. That was a good route right there. Good route. Okay. This is some better competition. Looks like Tulane or the Green Wave. Okay. Good catch. Catch from Trey Harris. We're seeing that. I'm not. Okay, good catch. Definitely making plays. He's definitely making plays out there, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this LSU, Trey Harris, good catch. Way to adjust to the ball. Good catch right there. Good catch. Okay, what you doing now? Okay. Oh, yeah, he's making a play in this. Don't sleep on his speed. Don't sleep on Trey Harris's speed. He's a bigger guy, but it looked like he can gallop, man. Good route running, good catch. His strength, look at that. Oh, yeah, he's making plays all over. Yeah, his big playability is something different, man, out of Trey Harris. Excuse me for this upside-down screen right here, y'all. I don't know what happened to the camera right here and right then and there, but, yeah. Yeah, man. Good catch, good route running. He was wide open, so you know that was a good route for him to be open like that. That was definitely a good route. Not sure what team this is. But they're trying to get in the field goal range. I see that. We'll see the helmets sooner. Good. Oh, yeah. Way to adjust to that ball. Oh, that's A&M right there. Way to adjust to that ball, Trey Harris. Way to adjust to see that and to make a contested catch like that. Yeah. Yeah, he's big. Yeah, he almost took that one to the house, it looked like. Oh, yeah. That's a play. That's making a play. His big play ability is like next to none. I think, like, so far we've seen different receivers just make so many different catches, man. He's coming off the line and he's like recognizing it right away what the defense is really throwing at him. Nobody's really pressing him, and we're seeing that from Trey Harris. We've seen that nobody really wanted to play press on him. They would act like they would, but look, Trey Harris, man, his big playability and just making a play, because we've seen him, remember, making plays is taking a short pass and taking it to the house or turning it into something bigger. The rack, the run after the catch, we've seen that out of Trey Harris, like, good. You know, we've seen that great out of Xavier Restrepo, and we've seen him elevate for the ball in the end zone, make touchdown, and to get a touchdown. We've seen that the creating space from the defenders. We've seen his separation. We've seen, like, he's making very good contested catches. And at the next level in the NFL, like, you know, these guys are going to make a lot of contested catches. And Trey Harris made a whole lot. So did Travis Hunter, but Trey Harris made a whole lot too. So, and his body adjustment and route running was, his route running was okay. I'll give it his route running and say it was okay. It was good enough. It was good. I'll say good. I won't say great route running or elite route running like Luther Burton, but I'll say he has good route running. His body adjustment was good. Getting off the line of scrimmage, his acceleration was good. He was creating separation. He showed speed. Good hands, you know, and granted, this is a highlight. This isn't any other drop balls or anything like that. But I wish I would have had some of that on there. But it's like a little bit tougher for me. So, you know, got to make it do with what I got, you know. But we're seeing the best of these guys, and we're judging them off of that and seeing. And I believe you could see a lot from these guys because you've seen that we've seen some other areas, but I'll talk more after this, y'all. I don't want to talk too much. I want to get through the highlights first, and then I'll talk afterwards, give my breakdown on it. This is Abuka, Ime Abuka from Ohio State. Good route runner, speed, make a big playability like crazy from Abuka, man. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that small route. Good catch, good body adjustment, making that adjustment. Good speed he's showing right there. Getting in the end zone. Good route. Ooh, good route. That's elite route running. Look at that. That is elite route running, ladies and gentlemen. That is elite route running. When you make your defender do that, that's elite route running. Big play, showing some strength right there. Weirdness, getting to the touchdown, making that stretch. Even, that's a Toledo team, but they're in the MAC, and that's a good G5. Buka coming across. Nice contested catch. Okay. Play big. Okay. Okay. Okay, Buka. Look at it. Ooh, good snag. Good route run. Lead route running, man. Way to get out of his breaks. You see how he's coming out of his cuts and breaks? Look at that. Oh, yeah, making big plays. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, look at him. Okay, coming off the line of scrimmage. His route running is elite. We already recognize that. Where did he get? Good catch. Good speed. His awareness, his intelligence. Man, look at that. Okay. Recognizing where that, look at that, knew where that was. Yeah, his elite, his route running is something different, man. He's next level with his route running. Sorry, yeah, he's good. I like what I'm seeing out of Mbuka so far, man. I like it. I really do. I hope y'all do too. I hope y'all enjoying that, man. Look at that. Okay, let's see what he do here. Speed. I think he was returning a punt or something there. Speed. Okay. Okay, Abuka. All right. Okay. All right. So we just seen Abuka right there. I think we've seen everything about him. We've seen speed, agility. We've seen hands. Seen him get off the line of scrimmage. Seen his catch. Seen him make plays for sure. His rack, we didn't see him, elevate as much. But look, some guys just don't do that as much, right? We've seen him recognize the size and strength aspect of it, the counter to the coverage, playing on and off. We've seen his route running, which is elite in my eyes. Seen a little bit of body adjustment by him too. So let's see, He didn't have to do it as much, but in the film that we've seen, but he definitely could do it. All right. So with the next guy we got here, y'all, is Isaiah Bond. Got Isaiah Bond. And I think he moved from Alabama. He's not with Alabama anymore, but this is Isaiah Bond. So I think he went to Texas. But this is the film he got on him. Good catch. Good catch. Way to elevate and grab that. Way to elevate and grab that. Yep. Grabbing that contested awareness, knowing where you're at in the end zone to get a foot down, come down with the ball. Yes, great play. Great play. Recognizing what the defense done at you on the line of scrimmage, using your speed, good route running, adjusting to the ball in the air, still able to put in the end zone. That was an elite play from him. That was everything put into one play. Yes, it was. Okay. Now, see, if anything so far, looks like he's more of a speed type of guy, and he uses that to his advantage. Oh, yeah, toughness right there. Good catch. Way to hang on to the ball. That was a big hit. Look at that. That was a big hit. Yay, Scorpion. Fell on his shoulder, neck area, and still held the ball. Great play. Great play. Good route. Good catch. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, showing a little strength there. Threw it up. Yeah, you just got to be able to, his speed on him, man. His route running and his speed, yeah, he'll catch you with that. Good route. This is against Georgia. Good adjustment to the ball, coming back, body adjustment, recognizing where the ball was. Okay, making separation with your defender, seeing that. This is a scramble drill, so, oh, yeah. Look, taking a small play, turn it into something else. That's good. We've seen that out of everybody so far. That's a good – ooh, that's a good play by – that's a good play. That was Isaiah Bonds. Dang, this next guy already popping out on the screen. A T-Mac from Arizona. But Isaiah Bond going down to Texas. Definitely another one of those guys. Like I said, on top, but T-Mac already snagging one-handers. Jeez, look at that. Contested. Man. Mm-mm. Okay, that's on that's on Travis Hunter too. Wow. Oh. Yeah, it was. One catch. Creating the separation from them coming off the line of scrimmage, recognizing what they're throwing at you. Route running. Yep. His catch radius is crazy too. And his route running so far. I want to see him make play. And he got two toes. He toe drag swag right there. I want to see him make a play. Contested catch, reckon that body adjustment, good catch and everything. You don't think he came down with that, but that was, it looked like it should have been a touchdown. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Good contested catch right there on USC. Good contested catch. We're seeing that. And he's making body adjustment in the air, too. Good route running with that. Staying on his route. Yep. Good concentration. Good focus on that play. And we're seeing, okay. Yeah, man. Good catch. Quarterback is putting it on the money. That was a good throw. Good catch, too, from T-Mac McMillan. So I'm watching McMillan right here. Good catch right there. And the double coverage. Still come down with the ball. Another one-hander. Oh, man. He likes that. Okay. So making a play right here. All right. Okay, made a play. Okay, that's making a play, turning something into nothing. Look at that. Okay. He's one of the, he looked like he a taller guy, too, to be able to do that. So that shows a little bit of speed right there. Okay. Sim again. What happens? Okay. And that's against a good Washington defense. Won the college football playoff last year, man. That's in the college football playoff last year. Okay. I respect that. Okay. Okay, so look like UCLA right here. Okay, good catch, making a play right there. It's against Arizona State, it looked like, from McMillan. Good catch. Way to make a body adjustment. Okay, try to turn it into an end zone, but you got to get there. You got to finish that play right there, in my opinion. Another, oh, wow. Wow. Wow, that was a great ball. Look at that. And to get both feet in. He's just not getting 1 foot, and that's 2 feet. That's 2 feet right there. Good catch. Good catch. That looks like San Diego State, but he was coming in there. Oh, this is Colorado. Okay. Okay. Making a play. We've seen that out of him. We've seen that. San Diego State game. Way to come back, make the adjustment for the ball. Good catch. Okay. It's not for Vita, quarterback, by the way, in this particular film. Good catch, though. That is for Vita. Good. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Good catch. Good catch. Wait a see. Look at that. The way he adjusts to that ball, body adjustment. We've seen everything in that film. Body adjustment, good catch, good everything. That's another no for Vita throw. We've seen everything out of him. Everything. Washington State. This is Washington. Another good Vita right there. Oregon State game. Okay. Way to catch it. Made it get to first down, making a play. Good catch. Good contested catch. And I got to give it up to McMillan too. Oh, wow. Good catch. Way to make a play. Way to turn that play into something bigger. We've seen him work with two different quarterbacks. We've seen. Yeah. Good. Yeah, we've seen T-Mac and we've seen Travis Hunter go work with two different quarterbacks on film, right? We've seen that. Travis had to do it in one season and everything, but good film, y'all. Good film. That was good film right there, man. I put that together. Took me some time to put it together, but nonetheless, I got it done, you know. I got it done. Put it together for y'all. And the film breakdown, so yeah, it was dope. I'm froze up a little. It's all good. I'll just remove it. Nonetheless, y'all still can hear me though. That's all that matters. Y'all still can hear me. I don't know if the film froze up or not. But I know y'all can hear me. So, because it seems like my camera froze. I don't know why it froze up, but the one thing that we noticing with this. All right. So the one thing that we're noticing with all these receivers, right, is that these receivers are all different. We've seen all of them do everything that we talked about. We've seen Xavier Restrepo, his speed, agility, awareness, his acceleration, his catch. We didn't see him block, but we've seen their size and strength, recognizing them getting off the ball and whatever else. We've seen all of that from all these guys. We've seen it. And it worked. And it worked for most guys. But one thing we did see is, like I said, was that, and I believe that all these guys do a different trait better than the other, right? I would say by far, Luther Burton's speed, it takes him above the rest, right? He has elite route running. But honestly, I would say Ibuka is close. I would say Ibuka's close. We've seen his speed. We've seen his route running is elite. He has elite route running. And that right there goes a long way. So does Luther Burton. Luther Burton and Ibuka have elite route running. Elite. Man, the route running they had was incredible. We've seen Trey Harris make nothing but contested catches. Like, he probably, him and Travis Hunter's contested catches were crazy. We've seen Restrepo do it all. We've seen Restrepo do it all. I seen McMillan do it all. But one thing I would have to say on it, and I'm not trying to be a homer or because I have a lot of supporters who are Miami Hurricanes guys. This is me analyzing and talking about the film. Restrepo looks like a all-round guy to me. All these receivers are great. All these receivers are great. Starting with Restrepo, he done everything great on film. Everything great. I don't want to say something was elite, but everything was great. Travis Hunter has elite catching, right? And everything else great, I would say, right? And it comes down to the blocking with these guys. Which one of these receivers are blocking? See, we know that all these receivers can do all the traits that they're required to do good, great, or elite, right? And in any case, good is good enough, right? Which one of these receivers are blocking? That's what's going to separate these receivers. Which receiver blocks? And I think Ibuka blocks. Ohio State always runs the ball well. Arizona State, T-Mac, McMillan, they always run the ball well. Restrepo, Miami, always run the ball well. Which one, Missouri, they ran the ball well too. Luther Burton, I'm not going to lie. Texas, they'll probably run the ball well. Alabama did. I don't know if Isaiah Barnes blocked well or not, but that is the only thing that separates these guys in my eyes. They do all the traits that we're looking for that are flashy to the eyes to keep our eyes and everything. Blocking, like I said, I'll beat that drum until it's down. That is the only way we will see which receiver is truly the best. Yes, and it has to come down to blocking, because that is important for a receiver to do. And the willingness, the strength to do it while moving. That's it, man. That's all I had for y'all, man, on that video. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the content. I try not to pause as much. If y'all would like to pause the videos and to look at some more of the plays and look at it more in depth, I try to talk about it on the fly as quick as possible with the receivers and their traits and everything. I hope I did a good enough job for y'all. I'm still learning this. This is probably about my fourth or fifth breakdown, so work with me. But I hope y'all enjoyed it, man. But y'all know how I'm giving it up out here. Peace to the next one, dog.
Want to see Truck and Chubby live and co-host Shed? Tune in at Fans Point of View, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m.